26-12 our score. Eagles with the advantage, and they will have possession to begin the second half. Michael Dieker alongside Tegan Trehoud. Derek Holting with it in the left corner. Now left wing Truman Bailey, left wing three. Good. Bailey's first points of the contest, largest lead of the night for the Eagles, now out to 17. We mentioned that the Bearcats, you know, had to get some of their posts going right here, but they need their guards to really step up here. And, of course, you can't overcome this 17-point deficit in one possession. They have to put a few together and just get some quality possessions. There's a nice look there by Zeller. It's missed, but an offensive board by Lance Noonan down low and makes it 29-14.
Good presence down low. Good job crashing the boards there. That's a big thing I think they needed to clean up. They weren't doing that very much in the first quarter, and I think it came back to haunt them now, starting to be a little bit more aggressive going for those missed shots.
Eagles with possession in the half court. Truman Bailey, left wing now up top. Left wing back to Derek Holting. He's left open. Rims out, no good. Rebound won by Heckman. They're going to get Derek Holting reaching in. That'll be Holting's second, team's first. Bearcats looking to cut into this 15-point advantage for the Eagles. Heckman with it on the right side. Lob to Noonan on the right block. Fadeaway jumper good off the window. 4 points this quarter so far for Lance Noonan.
He didn't like having that goose egg on his record. It's not something he's known for. He wanted to get that back, and he's coming out with some vengeance. I like it.
Damon Redeker at the point. Right wing. Bounce pass into the post to Skowski. He'll turn and face against Trevor Quaney. Now to Holting at the elbow. Now blocked. Kicked out to Bailey on the wing, up top to Foraker. Gets a ball screen from Skowski. Dribble drive with the right, up and under, leaves it short. Rebound going to be knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Trevor Quinn. He'll stay with the Eagles.
Nice move by Eli Foraker. He goes in the air, not something we're used to seeing from him. Switches hands, almost gets the reverse layup, making the big guys look good.
Eli will have the inbound. Foraker lob up top. It's going to be stolen away by Heckman. Heckman over to Winters, and he did not have.
Oh.
It's going to be an over and back. West saying he had control in the front court, but Winters caught the ball right at the timeline, so
yeah.
West did not like that. You have to basically establish yourself, and I think that's what David Johnson was explaining to Coach West, that Winters did not get established in the front court before receiving that pass. So
that's a tough one.
Yeah, tough
that's
break
tough
there
one.
For the Bearcats. Skowski left wing up top to Bailey. Right side to Holting. Dribbling with his left. Now at the top of the key. Pump fake. Pass over to Damon Redeker. Now back to Holting. Holting at the elbow. Spin move. Kicked out to Blake Redeker. Redeker in the corner. Turns and faces against Zeller. Zeller with three fouls in the first half. Damon Redeker now at the left wing, errant pass stolen away by Trevor Quaney. Damon Redeker really forcing the issue there.
Yeah, again.
That'll be to the ire of Coach Schmidt.
Yeah, he's made that pass a couple times, and both times it's cost him. It's been a turnover.
Heckman in the half court up top to Zeller. 29-16. Burlingame trailing Opie. Heckman on the left side. Now Quaney up top to the right elbow, right block. Bowling over Blake Redeker. And they're going to call a charge.
Oh, man. That will draw the ire of the Burlingame side, but cheers from the Opian.
Blake Redeker slid over there, and Quaney, you know, really beginning that drive at the top of the key, had a lot of momentum. But 5 minutes to play in the third quarter, Opie leads 29-16. Redeker at the point. Damon picks up his dribble. Gets it poked away out of bounds by Heckman. Eagles will inbound in the near corner now. Damon Redeker will be the inbounder. Lob up top to Darren Hines. Darren defended by Trevor Quaney. Quaney nearly poking it away from Hines. Now over to Blake Redeker. Nearly stolen by Zeller. Now right wing. The Hines at the right elbow. And they're going to call a 3-second violation on Hines. Kind of got caught in no man's land. He was trapped underneath, and before he could get the pass off, Burlingame Faithful was wanting a travel.
Yeah.
Not only on his drive to the post, but also on his pivot foot.
Well, that's two big turnovers already for Olpie, and a chance to build this lead back up as they only put up 3 points thus far. Coach Schmidt is not happy with the way his team has kind of possessed the ball.
Bearcats have to take advantage. They're at Noonan at the foul line. Rims out, nearly falling through. The foul line jumper no good for the senior. Damon Redeker looking to go coast to coast after the rebound. Leaves it short. Offensive board to Bailey. His putback no good. Rebound to Quaney. Outlet pass now to Heckman. Looking to push. Heckman will be fouled on the jumper. On the floor, they call it. Darren Hines defending Heckman. Heckman kind of extended the left arm out a little bit, trying to create some space. So that'll be the second foul against Darren Hines. A bang-bang play by both players. Quaney up top to Winters. His pass stolen away by Truman Bailey. Breakaway layup on the opposite end. Bailey is banged down on the floor by Heckman. Gets up all right. Misses the foul. Misses the layup attempt on the heavy contact from Heckman, but he'll go to the line for two foul shots. First on Heckman. Team second of the second half.
I give Heckman a lot of credit, though. He hustled to get back on defense. Unfortunately, that speed couldn't slow up enough to stop him from colliding.
First one from Bailey, good. Bailey, all 4 points this quarter for the Eagles.
Truman, he's one of those guys. He stays pretty calm under pressure. These free throws are nothing to him.
Second one, good. As a sophomore, he came up clutch in the state tournament a year ago. 15-point advantage for Opie, 31-16, 3:48 and counting here to go in the third quarter. Andrew Zeller at the point in the half court. He's at the foul line up top, the Winters. Winters to the left elbow. Now finds a cutting Andrew Zeller up and under, is rejected by Damon Redeker and into the hands of Truman Bailey.
I don't know if he was even rejected. I think that one just went right out of his hands. He tried a fancy reverse layup, didn't need to. It just went straight up in the air.
Bailey to Hines. Hines left elbow jumper over the outstretched arms of Lance Noonan. Noonan did not get a hand on it, but definitely altered that shot. Rebound to Burlingame. Winters left wing. Fadeaway jumper from 12 feet away on the baseline's missed. Rebound to Blake Redeker. Redeker, nice crossover, but gets tripped up on the drive. It'll be on the floor. We'll see who Dan Schirling awards this foul call to. Going to go against Lance Noonan. That's Noonan's first, team's third.
Well, we mentioned it. It was going to be a physical game. We said that from the get-go.
Colby Middleton back into the contest for the Bearcats. Damon Redeker to inbound. He'll go up top to his brother, Blake. 3 minutes to play here in the third. 31-16, the Eagles' advantage. Bailey with it. Now on the wing. Man-to-man defense by the Bearcats. Garrett Cole also into the contest for the Eagles. He's got in the right corner now, finding Blake Redeker up top. Now right wing to Derek Colting. Now foul line. Picks up his dribble. Goes back out to the wing to Truman Bailey. Bailey driving with his left to the elbow. Now kicks it out to the wing to Derek Colting. Step back. Thought about a three. Noonan defended it perfectly. Now to Cole. Cole elbow jumper. Good. Nothing but net for Garrett Cole, who coming on late here in the season after missing some time. Didn't even go out for basketball with a knee injury that he suffered in football, but has given quality minutes off the bench for Coach Schmidt.
That's just the second made shot here of this second half for Olpie, as there are now 2 of 7.
Quaney left side up top to Heckman. Now in the corner of the Winters. Winters back to Heckman, but the pass stolen away by Damon Redeker. Redeker looking to push. Crossing over off the window on the opposite block. Damon's got 17. A full timeout taken by Eric West. 35-16, the Eagles' largest lead of the night. 1:55 to play in the third. That's a full timeout taken by West. We'll take a full timeout with him as well. You're listening to Opie Sub-State Tournament coverage on Country 101.7 FM.
Opie Playoff Basketball brought to you in part by Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Visit their showroom on Highway 99 in Opie to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy. By Hogan Excavating, specializing in digging for basements, ponds, lagoons, water, and sewer lines. Also tree removal plus rock and dirt hauling. call Jeff at 620-366-1161. And the Ulpi Meat Locker, providing slaughter and processing for wild game, deer, and cattle by appointment. See Caleb Shanky at the Ulpi Meat Locker in downtown Ulpi.
Ulpi Playoff Basketball brought to you in part by the Ulpi Chicken House. They've been providing their signature quality food since 1958. Open for dine-in or carry-out Wednesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Call 620-475-3386. Mayer Electric, supporting the Ulpi Eagles in all their endeavors. Once an Eagle, always an Eagle. And Doug Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 40 years. When you want quality at an affordable price, consider Doug Schmidt Construction.
Eric Westill in search of the right formula against this defense of the Ulpi Eagles. His team trailing things 35-16, 1:45 to play in the third quarter. Bearcats with possession after the timeout. Quaney out the right elbow. Picks up his dribble now to Heckman on the wing. Heckman dribbles to the corner now, driving baseline. Spin move, kicked out to Quaney. Right corner three is off the mark. Rebound going to be knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Noonan. Bearcats might have an argument as Bailey looks like he was all over the back of Noonan, but the official must not have thought that Noonan had an actual box out. So, but, you know, really in the actual rule book, you know, over the back is not really a foul. You know, you don't really – you hear everyone saying, oh, over the back. But as the Eagles on the opposite end, Derek Holting with his 12th point of the ball game kind of catches the Bearcats napping along with us.
Yeah.
We were looking the other way. It was kind of a quick possession there for the Ulpi Eagles.
Well, that's what they like. They like quick, efficient.
37-16 now. Heckman driving, bowls over. Trying to see who that is. It's Derek Holting. I think they only put up one foul earlier. Maybe he's only got, this will be his second. It'll be team's third nonetheless. So, yeah, only second foul against Derek Holting. Under one here to play in the third quarter. 37-16 our score. Ulpi leads Burlingame. Burlingame with possession. Inbound pass by Dane Winters. Knocked out of bounds by Blake Redeker. We'll try it again. Zeller now to inbound. He'll lob it up to Lance Noonan, and it's stolen away to Derek Holting. Now in the left corner to Garrett Cole. He tries to go up and under against Trevor Quaney, and Quaney kind of puts Cole in his place. Rejection out of bounds.
13 turnovers in this ball game for Burlingame to just 6 for Ulpi.
Blake Redeker inbounding to his older brother, Damon. 50 seconds and counting for the Eagles to add to their 21-point advantage. Holting left elbow. Now Blake Redeker. Now Cole left corner. Back to Holting. Holting looking to drive. Picks up his dribble in the mid lane. Kicked it back out to Bailey. 34 seconds down the clock. Now back out to Blake Redeker. 30 seconds now before we find the fourth quarter. Derek Holting gets it from Blake Redeker. Defended by Lance Noonan. Now back to Damon Redeker. 20 seconds now on the clock. Damon will begin his drive. Jumper at the foul line's miss. Gets his own board. He'll dribble it out to the corner. 10 seconds now on this third quarter clock. Cole with it on the wing. Now back to Damon. 5 seconds. Now four. Long three from Damon. It's short. Rebound to the hands of Dane Winters. And he will not get a shot up. So after three quarters of play, Ulpi leads Burlingame 37-16. Take a quick break. And that fourth and final quarter coverage of the Ulpi Sub-State Tournament on Country 101.7 FM.
Ulpi Playoff Basketball brought to you in part by USD 252, Southern Lyon County, Ulpi, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities. The city of Ulpi, location, schools, convenience, and security make Ulpi a great place to live and raise a family. And DNS Kennels Ulpi, your trusted breeder of AKC registered purebred puppies. Like them on Facebook to find your forever friend.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. By Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial in Emporia, Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. And by Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties.
Welcome back to Ulpi High School. Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trahoon. Boys Championship. out to a 37-16 lead for the Opie Eagles. We'll have the girls' championship to follow the conclusion of this ball game. Burlingame taking on St. Paul. Opie in search of their 14th state tournament appearance. They're 8 minutes away from it. They can hold on to this 21-point advantage. Colby Middleton has it for the Bearcats. Pass up top to Quaney, nearly stolen away by Skowski. Quaney in the corner to Middleton. Middleton elbow. Jumper, good. Middleton's first points of the contest. Backcourt pressure now applied by the Bearcats into the four-acre. Now Bailey. Bailey trying to find the middle. He does the Damon Redeker. They beat the press. Redeker elbow now. Left baseline to Derek Holting. Off the window, actually rejected by Lance Noonan. And coming in for the reach-in is Andrew Zeller. That'll be his fourth, team's fourth, here in the second half. So good defense there by Lance Noonan, but Bearcats unable to take advantage of the loose ball. Damon Redeker to inbound, get close to a 5 second, and before he gets the timeout, it's a 5 second violation. So turnover back to Burlingame. They trail by 19. 7:20 to play in the ball game. Zeller to Colby Middleton. Up top to Quaney. Now Noonan, three at the top of the key is short. Rebound to Bailey.
So far, Burlingame has not hit a single shot from beyond the arc tonight.
Bailey has it in the front court now, Skowski. Ted looking for an open eagle. He'll find Derek Holting on the wing. Derek bounce pass to Eli Foraker. Foraker will look inside. Truman Bailey and Damon Redeker cutting in. Nothing there. He'll kick it back out to Holting. Now Bailey right wing. Nice cut by Damon Redeker. He'll have a baseline or a right elbow jumper. Redeker leads all scorers with 19 as it falls through. Lead back out to 21. Zeller in the half court. Left wing now to Middleton. Middleton drives left baseline jumper. Good. Colby Middleton.
Good answer.
4 points here in the fourth quarter. Trying to give his team a spark.
That's a good answer.
Nice
right there.
Long pass in the right corner to Derek Holting. Holting will be trapped in front of his own bench. And we'll have a timeout taken by Coach Schmidt. Looks a little frustrated with his team on their effort against this press by Burlingame. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll stay right here with you. Other area games going on. We got the Emporia High girls looking to advance to the state tournament. That game beginning at 6 p.m., so that most likely coverage on 1400 a.m. as they look to make to the 5A state tournament at White Auditorium next week. And then over in Lebo for Class 1A D2, it's a all USD 243 final on the girls and boys championship. Lebo taking on Waverly in both of those contests.
I feel bad for the superintendent over there. That's going to be a hard one.
Yeah, I think that, you know, in the football contest in it, I think Corey got ejected in that one on the PA. So.
Yeah, technical, I think, actually.
You know, in the football,
or not technical,
in the football
sorry,
game, they I think they tossed him on the PA.
Or he got flagged or something,
He got an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty.
That's right, that's what it was.
Yeah, Corey Reese, superintendent over there.
We love you, Lebo, Corey.
Waverly, but right here in Opie, 39-20, the Eagles leading the Bearcats, 5:45 to play in the fourth quarter. Darren Hines drives in, left open for a wide open layup that he misses, and rebound to Colby Middleton.
Well, I mean, it's a 19-point difference here with 5:35 left to go. It's a tough climb for Burlingame. They can make it. Opie needs to try and slam the door shut in their face if they want to walk out of here with a definitive victory. Right there, good turnover by Opie.
Middleton's had the hot hand. He tries threading the needle to Lance Noonan, and it's stolen away by Damon Redeker. Bearcats been unable to take advantage of some miscues by the Eagles this quarter.
Burlingame needs to start pressing the issue.
Redeker over the Holting left wing three, missed. Offensive board to Blake Redeker. Now back to Damon right wing. Over to Derek Holting at the top of the key. It dribbles off his foot, but he saves it, and he'll be fouled by Lance Noonan. That'll be Noonan's second, team's fifth.
I think Coach West has the same look on my face. You know, I'm kind of looking at Noonan like, why did you do that? There was no need to foul him there. I think that's just a little frustration, and I understand that, but you got to play smart here. You don't want to give them opportunities to reset their offense.
Well, I think he was kind of being overly aggressive, trying to poke it away, and his momentum kind of carried himself into Holting.
Yeah. Got to be mindful.
Bailey left wing. Pass into the post to Holting. He'll turn and face against Noonan. Trying to back him down now. Up top to Blake Redeker. 4:45 to play in the ball game. 39-20, Opie's lead. We're going to have an offensive foul. Illegal screen against Derek Holting. That'll be his third.
Good job by Burlingame to kind of be patient there. Let Opie make the mistake for a change.
Heckman subs out Andrew Zeller. Bearcats going to have to get their offense really clicking. They're going to come back to this one. 39-20 the score. 4:40 and counting left to go. Eagles on the season have outscored their opponents on an average of nearly 60-30. Middleton up top calls for a ball screen. He'll get it. He's at the foul line. We'll find Noonan on the right elbow. Lance picks up his dribble. Skips it opposite elbow to Trevor Quaney. His jumper there.
Nice.
Rolls around and falls through. Quaney leads the Bearcats with 8 points.
Trevor looks so much more confident with that shot than he's looked thus far tonight. He's starting to settle down, but is it going to be too little too late?
Holting. The Redeker. Now Darren Hines, right wing. At the foul line. Finds Blake Redeker on the opposite block. Backdoor cut. Blake's first points of the contest. Lead back out to 19.
I'm not sure about that one. I think that Darren Hines might have gotten away the little extra step there. As I think he dragged that pivot foot. The referee didn't see it, though.
But I think what they did, though, there was some contact. And I think
that's fair.
Called it. And we have a jumper by Lance Noonan that falls through at the foul line. Noonan with 6 points all coming in the second half.
Starting to string together some quality possessions. And then Trevor Quaney right there makes a mistake, reaching in for that lob pass.
So the pass was completed to Blake Redeker. Redeker crossing over Quaney, and Quaney reaches in. That's his second, team six. To Opie in the bonus the rest of the way on the next foul. Inbound to Damon Redeker. He's up underneath, and he's trying to save it, falling out of bounds, and he hits it off the back of the backboard.
I think he was trying to bounce
over back to Burlingame. That's another miscue for the Eagles. This kind of, you know, they're letting Burlingame kind of hang in there. Obviously, it's a 17-point advantage, but not the closing that Coach Schmidt has probably most wanted to see.
Well, I think he was trying to bang it off the chest of Quaney, and he just threw it a few inches too high. But, I mean, to be fair, it's hard
Quaney
to
at
that.
The top of the key. Now to Middleton in the right corner. Now skip the winners. Up to Heckman. Now at the top to Quaney. Quaney the elbow. Now to the right block. Bulls over Blake Redeker. That's an offensive foul. That'll be Quaney's third, team seventh. Second one that Blake Redeker has been on the receiving end tonight.
Trevor's trying to plead his case right there. There's really not a lot of pleading that. He did kind of lower that elbow right into him. That's going to be a charge every time.
And then a turnover back to Burlingame. Matthew Heckman stealing the pass. He'll be fouled by Blake Redeker. So Heckman coming to the foul line. Heckman coming up with some quality minutes tonight. Yeah. He's 6 points on the evening. He'll go to the line for two foul shots. 3:01 to play in the fourth. 41-24, Burlingame trailing Opie. First one. Good from Heckman.
That's just their fifth shot from the charity stripe tonight. They're 3 of 5 overall.
Second one in the hands of Heckman. Good. Backcourt pressure applied against the Eagles. Blake Redeker to the middle to Darren Hines, looking to beat the press. They do, getting into the half court. 2:55 to play, 15-point advantage. Lead was as high as 21. Holting at the elbow, kicked out up top to Hines, now right wing to Foraker. Foraker at the foul line, now elbow. Bounce pass to Holting. Holting drives in, gets it rejected, but he comes hard to the floor. It'll be a foul against the Bearcats. And Holting go to the line for two foul shots. Going to go against Heckman. That'll be his second, team's eighth.
And Heckman even knew right after that when he kind of looked up and just said, yep, I banged him to the floor.
First one from Derek. Good. Derek had 10 in the first half and now 13 overall.
Opie shooting exceptionally well from the free throw line. They are 6 of 7.
Second one from Holting. Good. Opie only shot 40% on Thursday. 4 out of 10.
Last night I came in here, they were having practice. Coach Schmidt was having them work on that as they weren't doing too well.
Winners to Heckman up top. Winners now left side Middleton. Middleton driving against Blake Redeker. Baseline jumper off the mark. Rebound going to be put on the floor and won by Blake Redeker. 43-26, Eagles lead, 2:15 to play in the ball game. Holting driving in, off the window, and good.
Through heavy traffic, too.
Lead back out to 19. 2:05 to play. Middleton left side. Up top, Quaney. Quaney looking to get open for a three. He'll fire one, and in the face of Darren Hines, gets it to fall through. It's a 30-second timeout now taken by Eric. Stay right here with you.
That's just the first made three of the ball game by Burlingame. Quaney's been looking for that one all night.
It's a big one from Quaney. He's now in double figures with 11 points. 1,000-point score. Trying to find a miraculous comeback to keep his high school career alive. Now, Quaney will most likely have some opportunities to play on the next level, whether that be in basketball or in football. I know he's got some offers for football, but obviously the 1,000-point score, wanting to have a few more opportunities with his teammates. They're going to have backquarter pressure. Once again, will be applied on the inbound. Holting will get it from Dan Schirling with 1:55 to play. He has the baseline open. He'll use it. Bounce pass in the corner to the Blake Redeker. He'll be trapped by Heckman and Noonan. Now to Damon Redeker. Now to Hines in the middle. He'll be fouled by Noonan. That's Noonan's third, team's ninth. So they're going to try and extend this contest. Putting Opie at the foul line. As Tegan mentioned, they have shot exceptionally well from the foul line.
They're 7 of 8 overall.
Front end good from Darren Hines.
Make him 8 of 9.
46-29 now, 1:49 to play. Second one in the hands of the junior Darren Hines. It's good. Only points the contest for Darren Hines, but he gets it done more defensively. That's his role. A lot of role players out there for the Eagles.
Well, I'm glad thus far that me speaking about the free throws hasn't thrown anybody off yet. I'd hate to draw the ire of Coach Schmidt.
Yeah, Coach Daniels.
Yeah, he had a little conversation
you out yesterday. I thought, you know,
we were going to go, but he didn't want to go.
My money was on Brett if you guys would have went outside.
You were going to lose your money.
Noonan leaves it short on the block shot. His offensive board putback is also missed, but he is tagged on the arm, so Lance will go to the line for two foul shots. Noonan with 6 points here tonight. Another senior out there for Coach West. First one off the back of the rim, no good. Noonan at just shy of 800 career points. If he would have got those games back in January, you know, he might have been an opportunity to score 1,000 points on the season. Second one falls through for Noonan. But Noonan and Quaney, they are the best post players in the Lyon County League, and they have
been
for the last couple years. And Skowski will be fouled by Trevor Quaney. That'll be Quaney's fourth. So Skowski will go to the line. I think that's probably who the Bearcats wanted touching. Ted does what he can at the foul line.
He's the only one to miss from the foul line tonight. Not trying to put any pressure on him, but that one miss belongs to Skowski.
That's the 10th foul, and Ted leaves it short at the foul line. Ted is another area athlete that will be playing on the next level. He'll be a Fort Hays State Tiger.
I told him
the football gridiron.
It's going to be hard having to look across there and see him on the other side, but very excited for him.
Second one missed. Empty trip for Ted. 17-point deficit for the Bearcats. Winners in the half court. Looking for a ball screen. A fadeaway jumper that's rejected out of bounds by Skowski. Sun looks like it is definitely setting in the west on this Burlingame Bearcat season. Three in the corner from Winters. Good.
Only
His
thing
first
missing.
Points of the night.
Only
trims,
thing.
Trims the deficit to 14. Sorry, take it.
No, my apologies. Going to say only thing missing on that one was a buzzer.
Holting the Redeker under one here now. 55 seconds to go. The Eagle faithful standing to their feet. Noonan will pick up the foul against Derek Holting. That'll be his fourth. 52 and a half seconds to play. The Eagles look like they will be having an opportunity to defend their state championship once again in Dodge City. First one in the double bonus for Derek Holting falls through. Derek with 5 points this quarter, 17 points overall. Dexton Holting, the freshman, will sub out Darren Hines. 48-33 our score. Second one from Holting is good. Perfect trip that time. Lead now 16. Middleton the winners, 50 seconds and counting. Winters up top to Quaney. Quaney fadeaway three, short, off to the left side, rebound the 4-acre. 35 seconds to go.
And now to fouling.
Derek Holting, 30 seconds and counting. Now to Dexton Holting. He'll be fouled by Dane Winters. That'll be Dane's third. And Dexton Holting will go to the line for two foul shots. Opie's advantage, 25 seconds to play. First one from the freshman Dexton is missed. Chris Hovestad and Andrew Zeller, seniors for the Bearcats, back out there. They'll set out Lance Noonan and Trevor Quaney. Very solid careers as they'll get a standing ovation for from their fans. They gave it their all here this evening. J.D. Tyson also out there for the Bearcats. Trying to get everyone else. Roman Bayless also out there for Burlingame. Brandon Punches rounds out the substitutions, I believe. Second one for Holting. Dexton misses it. Rebound to Hovestad. 24 seconds to go. Andrew Zeller with it. Defended by Ethan Redeker. Now to Bayless, back to Zeller. Now on the right side to Hovestad. Hovestad finds Tyson. Tyson driving. Bounce pass stolen away by Dexton Holting. Opie will be able to dribble it out. 5 seconds and counting. But our final score here tonight, Opie advances on to their 14th state tournament with a 49-33 victory over Burlingame. Burlingame concludes their season at 16-6. Opie improving to 22-1. We'll take a quick break, get into the Rich Door Company post-game show, say hello to our sponsors, wrap up our stats, and we'll have more as we await the girls' contest to get Tegan Trahoon on the top of the headset to do play-by-play as St. Paul's is set to take on Burlingame on the girls' side. But we'll have trophy presentation during this stoppage as we go to break.